Thank you so much, Megzi. Thank you, everyone in this meeting who makes it possible. And welcome to Newcomers International, every single one of you, and especially you with your camera off. This is the meeting I got sober at. My name is Robert. I'm a grateful recovering alcoholic. My sobriety day is November 23rd, 2025. That means I have 258 days or 8 months and 16 days sober. And how did I do that? One day at a time. Oh man. Okay. So welcoming the newcomer. Why do we welcome the newcomer? Why? What's the purpose of all of this? This is how I look at it, folks. There, you're stuck in a blizzard. You're in this deep forest, and there's this blizzard that's whipping around at you, freezing you to death. And you're wandering, and I'm wandering. I'm wandering, and all of a sudden, I get to the point of exhaustion where I almost fall over in the snow and freeze to death. But then, someone comes out of the forest, holding a torch. And that person leads me to a fire pit. And the fire isn't lit, but that person says, "Let me teach you how to build this fire as someone has taught before me." And they give me a set of tools. They say, "Go out into the forest, gather sticks, gather pine, gather things to that will ignite." And then I come back after I've done the work. And I light this fire. Now, I finally feel warmth around this fire. I'm no longer freezing. And then this person I'm with says, "Let me show you how to make a cabin. We got to get the foundation down first." And so that person then shows me how to make a foundation for this cabin. And over time, one day at a time, in this freezing blizzard, that I'm feeling pain, that I'm feeling sadness, that I'm feeling moments of achievement, I erect this cabin. But the work's not done yet, the person who I'm with tells me. They tell me, "Now that you've built this cabin, I want you to go out into the forest, into the blizzard, and I want you to find more people. And what I want you to do is carry this torch that I gave you, that I first found you with. Take that person, lead them by the torchlight, show them how to make a fire, then show them how to make a cabin. And then we'll be a fellowship of people in this deep, dark blizzard, and we'll be safe." The reason why I love welcoming the newcomer is because we are all in that blizzard together. We're all so, no one comes into AA on the wings of victory. No one goes out and says, "Man, it was a great time." So many of us die. And that's unfortunately part of the deal with alcoholism. Some of us are meant to be the message and some of us carry the message. So when there's a newcomer that comes in, when there's someone who's shaking, when there's someone who's sweating and feverish and going through DTs, and when they come in and they finally say, "Hello, my name is Robert and I am an alcoholic," it is like the heavens are opening up for me, at least, because there's nothing better, in my opinion, than a severely depressed, shaking, desperate alcoholic, because just maybe, they will be willing to do the work. And that's the great thing about this room right here. This is the meeting I got sober at. If it wasn't for so many members that I could just go down the list of my participant screen that's right there, I could thank each and every one of you. Because when I came in, I was a mess. I thought my problem, well, I knew my problem was alcoholism because I've had prior recovery, but boy, did I feel alone. I was drinking in my room, bottles of wine, passing out of my bed, stealing from my parents, lying to my parents, and I had hit a new low. I was keeping bottles in my closet, and I knew that the next day I would need a drink in the morning, and that scared me. So what did I do? I found an in-person meeting that, ironically enough, was closed, but I still went and tried. And then that night, I did a couple Zoom meetings. And then over the next couple days, I did a few more Zoom meetings. And eventually, I think it was day 12, I found this meeting right here. And I believe the first face I saw was Alia. And I came in. She said, "Welcome home. We're so glad you're here." And I knew that I was in the right place. I knew that for my past recovery, this was a safe space, but I had kind of turned my back on AA because, for those of you who know me, I struggle with mental health. Well, I did. It's much more manageable now. But my intellectuality, my intellect had me thinking that I could handle drinking again. And I did manage it, like some of us do, for a little while. And it quickly got out of hand. When I was a child, there were two things that I knew I wanted to be. One was a father and a husband, and the other was a performer. And I would disappear into games of make-believe, and I was good at it. I was really good at it because I wanted to escape this world that didn't make sense to me. And so I made it into a profession. I'm a professional actor, singer, dancer. And ironically enough, it's one of my addictions, but it's a healthy addiction because I get to disappear into a different character and then come back to the real world. The only difference is that when I come back to the real world, I don't have to self-medicate and I don't have to drink. And guess what? How long do I have to do that? You guys have taught me, one day at a time, perhaps even one breath at a time, or 1 minute or 1 second at a time. Sobriety does not promise me that I'll always be happy. Sobriety doesn't promise me that I'll never not feel sadness. For those of you who know me, it may be relatively rare, but I will come in here and I will share when I'm very angry. You guys have seen me very angry. You guys have seen me bewildered. You guys have seen me feel when I feel hopeless or when my symptoms are acting up. But the one thing that I've learned, and it says it right in the responsibility statement, I want the hand of AA to be there whenever anyone asks for help, and for that I am responsible. There is nothing better in my life today than feeling like I have a new purpose. This program gives an alcoholic, a schizoaffective, drug addict alcoholic like myself, purpose. I no longer have to not only search for a purpose in a bottle or in a pill. I get to come here and see all these beautiful faces who, if I have a problem and I go to some random guy on the street and say, "Man, I feel like drinking," they'll say, "Rob, just drink. What's the problem? Everyone drinks." But I come here and I say, "I have a problem." And even if I don't know you, even if you with your camera off right now, you don't know me, I don't know you, I could probably call you and say, "Man, I'm struggling with drinking," and you would immediately get it. Even if you don't necessarily identify as an alcoholic, the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. And just so there's a fly in here somewhere, God's being funny. The world record for sobriety is one day at a time. And this program has a format, you could call them steps, levels, or whatever you want to call them, that simply connect me to a power greater than myself. Meetings won't keep me sober necessarily, and if they do keep me sober, I'm going to be dry. The program is meant to be worked with another person and you. Please, God, do not sponsor yourself. I have tried that, and every single time it's led me back to either being dry, which is not fun, or relapsing. These steps, when you hit step one, you admit that you're powerless over alcohol and that your life has become unmanageable. And that's a lonely feeling. That's a real lonely feeling. You come in and you're like, "God, I have to admit not only one part, but two parts that I'm powerless. I'm powerless and I have this problem with alcohol that nothing has ever worked to solve." But then you get to the next chapter. There is a solution. And you find in step two that there's hope. There's a power that will relieve you of the bondage of self and will deliver you from the insanity of drugs and alcohol. And for me, that was huge because for those who know me, my mental illness makes me literally detach from reality. So you would think that's the perfect excuse to go use and drink. If you would drink if you went through what I went through, But that's also something that helps me in these steps and in these rooms is humbling myself, always reminding to be grateful for what I have, because there are so many people, probably people in this meeting, who have so much less than I have. Newcomers coming in who have lost their children, have their children taken away, have lost their spouses, who are in jail currently, who are facing charges. And then I remember, oh, wow, Rob, your car might not be great. You might not have a woman. You might not have a job. You might still live at home with your parents, but you know what? You have purpose, just like you have purpose, and you are rich. You are a rich man today because it's quality over quantity. You could have 45 years and be dry as a desert. But there are newcomers that come here, and you could also have incredible wisdom, don't get me wrong. But there are newcomers that come in here who have 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, who teach me how to be a better member of this program. You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and they were like, you know, I only have 10 days. I only have 15 days. I only have this. And first of all, it's not only. It's not only. You who are counting your days, I believe it was Kelly who was on day one. Kelly, you are a miracle. You are a miracle because you're alive and you're here and you are proof to me that God is real and God is alive and well. And so when these newcomers come in and they're like, oh, I only have like, you know, only these amount of days. Let me break it down for you. When I first came to AA, I would hear people say, and I've heard this before, that, you know, the guy with 10 years or 5 years, you know, I don't believe them. They're obviously drinking on the side. You know, they must think they're the president of AA. I couldn't relate because that number was just too astronomical for me in my early days to understand. When I came here, I saw people like Alia, I saw people like Kate, I saw Emily coming up on a year, and I knew I could do it because I had done it in the past, but I was still tripping. I was future tripping. I was like, how am I going to do that? And then, you know, there were these people who were coming in with 30 days, 60 days. You know, J-Rod was one of them. Meg was one of them. And I could immediately identify with them because you know what? That amount of time seemed possible. And I would ask them how they did it. And they would say, well, I did it one day at a time. And by the grace of a loving God, all of a sudden I blink my eyes and I'm almost at 9 months. And that is truly incredible because the way that I was running my life, I will lie in bed at night and I'll sometimes think about how many times I should have died. How when I got my first DUI, I got pulled over by the cops. And, you know, I now thank the cops. I thank Stratford Police Department because they got me off the road. I could have killed a family. I could have killed myself. It makes me sad when I think about that. But then I remember, and I'm here to tell you that the weakest moment, the moment you're most ashamed of, the things you've done, they don't make you a bad person. They make you a sick person trying to get better. Because this is an illness. And especially for the newcomers here, you're not bad. You're not worthless. You're not despicable. What you are is a champion. Because every single time you show up to these meetings, you give hope. You give hope to the next alcoholic. And it's okay to steal from J-Rod. I don't know if J-Rod's here. I spoke at another meeting this morning, so I'm stealing from him. I love you, J-Rod. But he said, you don't have to get it all at once. You don't have to come in here and think you know everything, or you can think you know everything. And trust me, you will find very quickly that this is how much you know about the beautiful life that is ahead of you. You know, I love the old timers who say that more is still being revealed to them because it gives me excitement. It gives me excitement. It gives me happiness. It gives me that full throttle feeling that you guys see me come in here with. You know, who am I not to say, hey, Kelly, you're a miracle, Lorraine, You're a miracle, Anthony. You're a miracle, because that's how I want, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I want them to know that when I welcome them, that they're safe. Because when I'm in my act of addiction, I feel unsafe. I've spent so much of my life feeling unsafe. And now I get to come here and one day at a time learn how to be rigorously honest with men and with women. And I gotta learn that we do this together. The first word of the first step is we. You get to step one, you're honest. For the first time, perhaps in your life, you get to step two, you get a little bit of hope because there's a cure for this insanity. And then three, you don't have to swallow three all at once. The point is, and this is the way that I run my program and the way that it's been taught to me, you get through the steps in 6 weeks. When they originally did it, they would sometimes take 48 hours over several pots of coffee in someone's house or in a hospital. You get through the steps thoroughly and you do not lag. I tell the guys I work with, you have 2 weeks to do your fourth step. No excuses. Because in that fourth step, you get to fearlessly face what you've done. Fearless, the principle of courage. And I didn't have courage when I was actively drinking and using. I had to learn what it meant to be a man, a sober man in these rooms. A good man, a gentleman to myself before I could be gentle to you. And I still struggle. Last night, some of you know, I only have nightmares. I don't dream. And lately, I've just been really grateful for the small things. Like I wake up and I thank God, thank you for waking me up. Just simply that. And then when I'm a little more cognizant, I'm like, okay, my will and my life, I turn over to you because this program, as it connects you to a power greater than yourself, that power is perfect. It just makes sense that if there's a power greater than me, because I'm all I think about, I'm an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, that something greater than me, other than alcohol and drugs, has to be the solution, because drugs and alcohol was my solution. And this power greater than me, which I get to know in six and seven, I get to become entirely ready to have God remove these defects of character that I found in four and five, and I demonstrated with another person into God in five. And in seven, I get to humbly, for the first time, perhaps humbly, just ask God. I humbly pray that you relieve for me every single defect of character. And then I get to go practice love. I get to go through my life and I get to look through the people who I hurt. Some of them are living amends, some of them are active amends. And I've had bad amends, folks. My little brother reamed me. But today, due to this program, my brother tells me he loves me today. And he asks me how I'm doing. We talk about movies, and I see 2 minutes.
Thank you, brother.
I love you, Peter. And then you make those amends and you get to 10, 11, and 12. Continue to take personal inventory. And when I'm wrong, promptly admitted it, because I'm one of those men who's like, ooga booga, take club, bash antelope, bring meat back, and ooga. I'm a frustrating man. But I learned that I need to stay accountable. And by practicing one through 11, and you hit 11, and you're hitting that spiritual meditation and that prayer that you've been working in three, six, seven, one, making those amends in seven and eight and nine. Doing that moral inventory, four, five, 10, I arrive finally at a spiritual awakening, which must mean for me that I was spiritually asleep. And that's the program. You get to a point where you get this gift of sobriety, which causes crazy people like me to be, oh, yeah, good job, good job. I love you, and I love you, and I love you, and I love you. Because I refuse to not be happy, joyous, and free. Yeah, I struggle. But like I heard in one of the past meetings, there's yin and there's yang. Beneath it is a deadly earnestness. But on the forefront is the happy, joyous, and free. I don't like the whole look in the mirror, there's the problem. Look in the mirror, there's the solution. Because you are alive. You have a purpose. You are a miracle. And I promise you, there is no better time to get sober than right now. And with 8 seconds left, I'm just here to tell you, all of you, yes, you with your camera off, are a miracle, and there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Rob.